天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相见，我是何晨星。作为基督徒，我们要学习感恩，常常数算主的恩典。今天麦克牧师透过彼得前书第一章一到十二节和我们分享神所赐给我们的七种福气的前两种，救恩的福气和重生的福气。请安静我们的心，一起来聆听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is thrilling for us to know that you are tuned in to listen to this program.
你能够打开收音机听我们的节目，实在令我们感到很兴奋。
And we have just begun a series of messages from 1 Peter.
我们刚开始讲一个新的系列信息，出自彼得前书。
In the last few messages, we looked at Peter the man.
在前几次节目里，我们先看了彼得是个怎样的人。
Peter was a man who was stripped down of all his false confidence.
彼得被神对付，除去了他那些虚假的信心。
Then he was rebuilt as a man who had confidence in God alone.
然后神造就他，成为单单信靠神的人。
Now we'll be able to understand what he said when he was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
现在我们可以来理解他受圣灵感动所说的话了。
If you have a Bible, please turn to 1 Peter.
如果你有圣经，请翻开彼得前书。
We will look at the first 12 verses of the first chapter over the next few broadcasts.
在接下来几次的节目里，我们来看第一章的前十二节经文。
Peter is going to teach us how to count our blessings.
彼得教导我们如何数算恩典。
Many years ago, I learned a song in Sunday school that has literally become one of the principles in my life.
多年前我在主日学里学的一首歌，很实际的成为我的人生座右铭。
It goes like this.
歌词是这样的。
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
主的恩典样样都要数。
It will surprise you what the Lord has done.
必能叫你惊讶，立时乐欢呼。
Throughout my life, this favorite chorus of mine has become life practice.
在我一生中，我常常把这首我所喜爱的短诗实践在生活中。
Not only that,
不仅如此，
but I have endeavored to teach this principle to my children.
我也努力教导我的儿女实践这个原则。
Let me give you a very valuable piece of advice.
让我提供你一个宝贵的意见。
If you would like to make one resolution that will bless you for the rest of your life,
如果你要立下一个能使你终身受惠的志愿，
it would be this.
就是这一个。
You begin every single morning and every single day with the habit of counting your blessings.
养成每天清晨一开始就数算主恩典的习惯。
If you are a visually oriented person, then write your blessings down and then read them.
如果你的视觉比较灵敏，就请你把所有的恩典写下来给自己看。
Every morning.
每天早上都这么做。
If you are an audio oriented person, record them on a tape recorder and listen to them.
如果你的听觉比较灵敏，就请你把所有的恩典录在磁带上给自己听。
Every morning.
每天早上都这么做。
Add to them every week as God blesses you.
每个星期把神的恩典加上去。
Do whatever it takes.
无论用什么方法。
Use whichever method works for you.
只要是对你有效的。
Just do it.
就这么做。
Count your blessings every day.
每天都要数算恩典。
Why?
为什么呢？
To remind yourself every single day of the blessings of God that are really too many to number.
就可以每天提醒自己，神的恩典实在丰富的多不胜数。
In Psalm 40, the psalmist said, they are too many to count.
诗篇四十篇的作者说，神所行的奇事甚多，不可胜数。
I know there are days when some of you do not feel that you are particularly blessed.
我明白，有时候你会觉得自己很倒霉。
But the truth is, you are more blessed than you realize.
但事实上，你不知道自己是多么蒙福的人。
You are blessed more than you ever think or imagine or dream.
你所得的福其实远远超越你所能想象、所能梦想的。
Just take the time and focus on the blessings of God.
只要你花些时间，集中思想神所赐的恩典。
The problem with many of us is that we find it easy to count our troubles and our problems.
我们的问题就是在太容易看到自己的麻烦和困难。
And yet we find it hard to count our blessings.
却很不容易看见自己所得到的福气。
I heard a story about two men.
我听过一个故事，有两个人。
They were good friends and believers.
他们都是基督徒，也是好朋友。
But they were having a very hard time in their business.
但他们的生意遭遇很大的困难。
And one said to the other,
其中一个就对另一个说,
I need blessings that are not in disguise.
我需要没有经过化妆的祝福。
On the other hand, I once knew a man who saw a blessing in everything.
但我也认识一个人,他在凡事上都看见神的赐福。
He was so thankful for the blessings of God in his life.
他对神在他生命中所赐的福气非常感恩。
That this man was able to turn every problem into an opportunity.
因此他可以把所有遇见的困难转变为他的机会。
Any problem that he had, he turned into an affirmation of the blessings of God and thanksgiving.
无论他遭遇什么问题，他都认定是神的恩典。于是他感恩。
Even when a friend told him that he had a bad breath, his response was,
甚至有一个朋友对他说他有口臭，他竟然回答说，
Bad breath is better than no breath at all.
口臭总比断气好啊。
He was glad that he was breathing.
他为了自己仍能呼吸而高兴。
It is ironic that the people who are bored most in life,
最讽刺的是，那些觉得自己的生命很枯燥无味的人
are those who have so many blessings.
反而是那些很有福气的人。
And often they are the ones who do not recognize their blessings.
但他们常常看不见这些福分。
Sometimes those who have the least are the most thankful.
有时样样都没有的人反倒是最会感恩的人。
The Apostle Peter was a man who was overwhelmed with the blessings of God in Christ Jesus.
使徒彼得就是一个亲身经历神借着耶稣基督所赐的丰富恩典而受到冲击的人。
So much so that he begins his epistle by counting his blessings.
因此他所写的书信一开始就数算神的恩典。
He counts these sevenfold blessings in the following order.
他按照次序把神所赐的七重福气一一数算出来。
The first blessing is the blessings of God's call and election to salvation.
第一就是神呼召并拣选我们得救恩的福气。
You will find this in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 1.
这是记载在第一章第一到第二节。
The second blessing is the blessing of the new birth.
第二就是重生的福气。
Verse 3 of chapter 1.
在第一章第三节。
The third is the blessing of a living hope.
第三重福气就是活泼的盼望。
That is also in verse 3.
也在第三节里。
The fourth blessing is the blessing of an inheritance.
第四重福气就是天上的基业。
It's found in verse 4 of chapter 1.
在第一章第四节。
The fifth is the blessing of God's protection and security.
第五重福气就是神的保护和平安。
It's found in verse 5 of chapter 1.
在第一章第五节。
The sixth is the blessing of suffering for the sake of Christ.
第六重福气是为基督受苦。
Verses 6 to 9 of chapter 1.
在第一章第六到第九节。
And the seventh is the blessing of grace.
第七重福气就是神的救恩。
Verses 10 to 12.
第十到十二节。
Let's look at these sevenfold blessings together.
让我们一起来看这七重福气。
First Peter begins by expressing gratitude to God for his sovereign call upon us.
首先，彼得感谢神以他的全能呼召我们。
His blessing of saving us from eternal hell and damnation.
他赐福给我们，拯救我们脱离永远的沉沦和地狱的刑罚。
Peter expresses gratitude to God for the promise of heaven for those who are in Christ Jesus.
彼得感谢神，给予在耶稣基督里的人有上天堂的应许。
Without faith in Jesus Christ, no one can go to heaven.
不相信耶稣基督的人都不能上天堂。
Do you know Jesus?
你认识耶稣吗？
Today you can.
今天你就可以来认识他。
In the Old Testament, the people of Israel were called the chosen people.
在旧约时代，以色列民被称为选民。
They were chosen by God.
他们是神所拣选的。
But the entire New Testament from beginning all the way to the end
但在新约里从头到尾
teaches us that the church of Jesus Christ
都教导我们耶稣基督的教会
which is made up of all the true believers in Jesus Christ
也就是所有相信耶稣基督的信徒集合起来
all over the world
包括在全世界各地的
are called the chosen people of God.
都被称为神的选民。
Whether you look in Ephesians or Corinthians,
不论是在以弗所书、哥林多书信
or Romans or Galatians or Colossians,
或罗马书、加拉太书或哥罗西书
it is very clear, believers in Jesus Christ are chosen by God.
都很清楚地说明在耶稣基督里的信徒都是神所拣选的。
In verse 1 of chapter 1 of 1 Peter,
彼得前书第一章第一节
Peter the man reconstructed by God,
被神重新造就的彼得
calls Christians in Asia Minor,
称那些在小亚细亚的基督徒
whether they were Hebrews or the Gentiles,
不论是希伯来人或外邦人
Chosen according to the knowledge of God the Father.
称他们是照父神的先见被拣选的人。
My listening friends, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，请问你。
Do you believe that you are saved because of your good works?
你相信自己得救是因为你的善行吗？
Do you believe that you are saved because of your superior intelligence?
你相信自己得救是因为你受了高等教育吗？
Do you believe that you are saved because you are a good man or a good woman?
你相信自己得救是因为你是个好人吗？
Do you believe that you are saved because you are a righteous person?
你相信自己得救是因为你是个正直的人吗？
If you believe any of these things,
如果你是这么相信的话，
then chances are you are not a grateful person in life.
那么你很可能不是一个会感恩的人。
Chances are you are not a thankful person in life.
你很可能不是一个常常谢恩的人。
My listening friend, what I'm going to tell you is very important.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一件很重要的事。
As a young man, it took me a while to understand this biblical truth.
当我年轻时，我花了好长一段时间才明白圣经这个真理。
But when I understood it,
一旦我明白了
It revolutionized my life.
我整个生命产生了革命性的改变。
I used to think that I must earn my salvation.
本来我以为必须自己去赚取救恩。
But one day I began to comprehend this incredible truth.
但有一天我开始明白这个奇妙的真理。
That God knew me.
神认识我。
That God called me.
神呼召我。
That God chose me.
神拣选我。
That God saved me before the earth was formed.
甚至这个地球还没有形成之前，神就已经拯救了我。
Beginning with that day, I am on my knees every day thanking God for the gift of salvation.
从那天起，我每天都跪下感谢神赐给我救恩。
From that day on, I'm happy to be vulnerable.
从那天起，我为自己的软弱而高兴。
I'm happy to be called names by those who do not believe.
因着非信徒讥笑我而高兴。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because I have received the greatest blessing that I got from God.
因为我已经得到神所赐的最大福气。
Let me tell you about my pride as a young man.
让我告诉你我年轻时候多么骄傲。
Do you know what I mean by pride?
你知道骄傲的意思吗?
Do you have any of that?
你是个骄傲的人吗?
When this truth began to penetrate my life,
当我所明白的真理进入我的生命中时,
it changed my lifestyle.
改变了我的生活方式。
It changed my ethics.
改变了我的伦理观。
It changed my morality.
改变了我的道德观。
Everything within me began to be penetrated by this incredible truth.
我内心的一切都被这奇妙的真理渗透了。
Of course, my pride did not like this truth.
当然，我的骄傲并不喜欢这真理。
Oh yes, my pride fought very hard.
我骄傲的心有很大的挣扎。
Oh yes, my pride would not easily accept this truth.
我的骄傲不容许我接受这真理。
My pride wanted to take at least some of the credit for my salvation.
我的骄傲认为我之所以能得救，自己多多少少有点功劳吧。
My pride wanted to boast about my salvation.
我的骄傲很想为自己得救而夸口。
My pride wanted to get glory for myself.
我的骄傲让我追寻自我的光荣。
But the Bible does not give me any such thing.
但圣经完全没有提到这些个。
And that is why 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2 tells us
因此彼得前书一章第一到第二节告诉我们
that our salvation is entirely the work of the Holy Trinity.
我们的救恩完全是三一真神所完成的。
God the Father chose us.
父神拣选我们。
God the Son redeemed us.
神的儿子救赎我们。
God the Holy Spirit called and sealed us.
圣灵呼召并恩告我们。
And this is the blessing of God's election.
这就是神拣选的福气。
My listening friends, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，请问你。
When was the last time you thanked God for the blessing of his election of you to believe and be saved?
你曾经为了神的拣选，让你相信他而得救的福气感恩吗？
If you are not saved, you can ask God to give you his salvation.
如果你还没有得救，你可以求神赐给你救恩。
He promised never to reject anyone who asks him.
他答应过，凡向他祈求的人，他都不会拒绝。
Secondly, we have the blessing of the new birth.
第二，我们要看重生的福气。
In verse 3, Peter said, God has given us a new birth.
第三节，彼得说，神赐给我们重生。
The new birth or the second birth is very different from the first birth.
重生或新生和我们原来的生命大不相同。
You might have heard it called being born again.
重生就是重新再生一次。
People of the world cannot understand what being born again means.
世上的人不明白重生的意义。
Only those who are born again of the Spirit of God can comprehend what it really means.
唯有借着神的灵有重生经历的人才懂得其中真实的意义。
The people of the world who are not born of the Spirit of God cannot understand it.
世上没有经过神的灵重生的人是无法明白的。
Part of the problem in our world is that we are trying to change people's behavior.
现今这个世界的问题就在于我们想要改变人们的行为。
We are asking those who are not born again to live like those who are born again.
我们要求那些没有重生的人过一个重生的人的生活。
But the people of the world are not born again.
但世上的人还没有重生。
So they do not know how to live a Christian life.
他们不懂得怎么样过基督徒的生活。
They don't understand it.
他们不了解。
That is why the world has a hard time comprehending the supernatural phenomena that only believers in Jesus Christ understand.
所以世上的人无从理解那些超自然的情况，只有基督徒才能明白。
People of the world joke about it.
世上的人会取笑这些超自然的事。
People of the world make light of it.
世上的人对这些情况等闲视之。
Why?
为什么呢？
Their spiritual eyes are not open.
因为他们属灵的眼睛没有张开。
They are spiritually blind.
他们是属灵的盲人。
And that is why our prayer for them is that God may open their spiritual eyes.
所以我们为他们祷告，求神开他们属灵的心眼。
You will not understand what it is to be born again until you are born again.
除非你重生了，要不然你无法明白什么是重生。
The rebirth experience is described in the words from the classical hymn.
重生的经验在一首经典诗歌里是这么描述的。
I once was blind, but now I see.
前我眼瞎，今得看见。
Someone explained that trying to describe the rebirth experience to a person who is not born again.
有人曾经这么说，去向一个没有重生的人形容重生的经历
would be as impossible as a sighted man trying to tell a blind man how bright the sun is shining.
就好像一个看得见的人要对失明的人描述太阳是多么的明亮灿烂，同样的不可能。
It is like a sighted man trying to describe to a blind man how green the grass is.
就好像一个看得见的人要对失明的人描述草是多么的绿
or how blue the sky is.
或是天有多么的蓝。
The blind man cannot understand what the sighted man is talking about.
盲人根本无从明白那看得见的人到底在说些什么。
That is why Peter puts the blessing of rebirth right on the top of his list.Of sevenfold blessings.
因此彼得才把重生之福放在七重福气之首。
Rebirth is a gift of God to every believer in Jesus Christ.
重生是神赐给每一个耶稣基督信徒的礼物。
This is a blessing that you and I ought to count every day.
这是你和我每天都该数算的恩典。
You and I ought to be thankful for our rebirth, always.
你和我应该永远为我们的重生而感恩。
You and I ought to be humbled by our rebirth.
你和我应该为我们的重生而谦卑下来。
You and I ought to be motivated to tell others how to be born again.
你和我应该想要去告诉别人怎样重生。
I want to stop here for a moment.
让我暂停一下。
Some of you might be asking, what does it mean to be born again?
一定有人想问，到底重生是什么意思呢？
You can only be born again when you come to the recognition that you are a sinner by birth.
要重生，必须先承认你生来就是个罪人。
You can only be born again when you come to the recognition that you are a sinner by practice.
要重生，必须先承认你的生活就显示你是罪人。
You can only be born again when you come to the recognition that you are heading for eternal judgment.
要重生，必须先承认自己正奔向永恒的审判。
You need to come to the recognition that only Jesus can forgive you and save you.
你必须承认， 唯独耶稣能饶恕你并拯救你。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is the one who paid for the wages of your sin.
因为唯有他能偿还你的罪价。
Will you come to him today?
你今天愿意到耶稣这里来吗？
He promised that he will answer your prayer.
他应许必定听你的祈求。
He said, I'll never reject you if you come to me.
他说，凡到我这里来的，我必不会拒绝。
If you ask, he will answer.
你祈求，他必定回答。
If you knock, he will open.
凡叩门的，必定给他们开门。
We have the blessing of election and blessing of new birth.
我们拥有被拣选的福气和重生的福气。
Next time we will learn about the blessing of our living hope.
下次节目我们要看另一个福气，就是活泼的盼望。
It is our prayer that you tune in to the next broadcast.
我们祈求神让你下次继续收听这个节目。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。彼得从前是一个渔夫，神为了造就他，除去了他身上的那些虚假的信心，神使彼得改变，成为了一个单单信靠神的人。彼得前书就是彼得亲身经历神所赐的丰富恩典之后写出来的。透过彼得前书告诉我们，要有一颗感恩的心，要数算神的恩典。亲爱的听众朋友，您想领受从神而来的七种福气吗？求神赐给你救恩，让你的生命得到更新改变。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会。祝您有一个美好的周末。
安慰引导我们一直坚定。